The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So we take the time to settle the body, really listening and responding to the body, taking care of it, and do your best to find a stable, comfortable posture for the meditation time. Of course, it won't be perfect. Your body won't be perfectly comfortable, but do the best you can. And so cultivating not just a comfortable sitting posture, but also interested in some sense of being upright or some sense of feeling as if you're sitting right in the middle of your life. So a posture that supports a sense of clarity, alertness, even a sense of fearlessness, but at the same time, a sense of relaxation and release. And you can make a ritual out of taking a few longer, deeper breaths at the beginning of your sitting time. You might need just a couple, or you might need to do that 5, 10 times, these long, easy, deeper breaths. As if you have all the time in the world to simply fill and then empty the lungs in a quiet and relaxed way. Using these easy deep breaths as a way of reconnecting with the actual experience of the body sitting. And after a few of these longer, deeper breaths, allow the breath to continue on its own. And be grateful that you don't need to control or manage the rhythm of breathing, but instead you can trust the body to do the breathing. However that feels, however that looks, you know that the body can breathe on its own without the mind controlling it. So trust the body to breathe, but continue to feel the breath coming in and continue to feel the sensations of the breath going out as a natural rhythm. Even if the breath feels controlled, just let the body do what it does with the breath. And we begin this very simple, very beautiful training. As we feel the sensations of the breath coming in, we remember to open, to be aware of the whole body just as it is. Whatever can be felt, just to receive the different sensations. And then the same, as you feel the sensations of breathing out, take that as a cue to open, to receive all the different sensations here in the body. Breathing in, willing to be sensitive to the whole body just as it is. And then while breathing out, a willingness to be sensitive and to allow the body, the sensations in the body, to be the way they are. So we're using the whole body awareness as a training ground to cultivate a continuity of mindful awareness. We're basically strengthening this muscle, this mental muscle, what we call the continuity of mindful awareness. A simple, clear presence that doesn't judge, it's not trying to fix anything, just this reflective awareness that knows the body is like this now. These sensations are being known. And as you breathe in, deepening the sense of being intimate, being interested, connecting deeply with the whole body just as it is. And each time as you're breathing out, noticing a sense of freedom of not needing to fix the body or control it or need it to be different than it is. So if you want, if it's helpful, use a meditation word even, at times at least. So for example, as you breathe in, you could use a simple word like opening or being intimate. And we, with each exhalation, you could use a word like releasing, allowing, letting things be, something like that. But keep it simple, and if the practice doesn't need a meditation word or a phrase, then let the practice be done in silence. Be willing to begin again and again. Breathing in, if you notice the mind is thinking, distracted in some way, reactive, then in a calm, clear way acknowledge, oh, thinking's like this. And if there's an emotional charge, then as you're noticing that thinking's like this, that thinking is being known, notice that it feels like this. Acknowledging the underlying feeling when the mind is lost in thought or caught in distraction. It's really helpful to be willing to feel whatever it feels like. Not in order to fix it, but just to be honest, it feels like this now. This is just a feeling, a pleasant or an unpleasant or a neutral feeling. It's just a feeling being known. And it's be okay to be feeling this feeling. So in that way, we just continue to acknowledge distraction, acknowledge that it feels like this, and notice that it will cease on its own. We don't have to become the one to try to stop the mind from thinking. We just observe that the mind is distracted, it feels like this. It's just this experience being known here and now. And then notice that it does cease in its own time, in its own way. Feel the body sitting again, breathing in, sensitive, awake to the whole body just as it is. Exhaling, feeling the breath, and being sensitive to the whole body just as it is. We go back to the basic training. So let's continue in silence now. practice is about a willingness to be right in the middle, recognizing in the most simple way, there's this body being known, sensations of the body being known, and there is this activity of the mind also being known. So the practice is learning not to be confused by the sensations that are being known, by the activity of the mind that's being known. So for the last 5 minutes, you might find it useful to practice with the eyes open. Do your best to keep the body relaxed, soft, cultivating the sense of being right in the middle of things. Seeing is being known. It's just seeing, being known. Hearing is being known. And of course, sensations here in the body are being known, being felt. It's like this. Making peace with the different ways that the mind is sensitive. Sensitive to the body, the five senses of the body. And also the mind, of course, is sensitive to the activity of the mind. Thoughts, emotions, images. So is it possible for us to sit right in the middle of all this activity? Things being known. Not afraid, not attached. Letting everything move, everything come and go. In a way, letting life, the activity of life, the activity of the mind and body move through us, unhindered. Not afraid to feel whatever is being felt. And for the last few seconds, explore this possibility of ease or even a more profound kind of freedom in allowing everything to happen on its own, knowing that experience is being known, not afraid of being sensitive to what's coming and going,
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.